From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Miami's skyline is a testament to its focus on the future. Construction cranes and colorful new high-rises crowd Miami's downtown. But that attention to the new can come at the expense of the historic. NPR's Greg Allen reports on efforts to restore a piece of Miami's architectural history.
In 1963, a young Cuban-American architect, Hilario Candela, was given an important assignment: design a stadium in the middle of Biscayne Bay for powerboat races and other aquatic events. Candela says the site chosen for the stadium on Virginia Key is special.
Our bay is our living room. It's our main room in the house. And this is at the crossover road for the bay, between the North Bay and South Bay. So this is the epicenter.
The facility Candela designed, the Miami Marine Stadium, is a 6,500-seat concrete structure, a third of which extends out over the bay. Today, it's still a popular destination for boaters and jet skiers, and dolphins and rays swim in the lagoon the stadium overlooks. But it's been abandoned since 1992, when it was devastated by Hurricane Andrew and declared unsafe by the city. Even today, covered by graffiti, with piles of trash and corroded railings, it's an impressive sight. Overhanging the grandstand is a sweeping and elegant roof made of thin layers of concrete that billow up gracefully like sails.
The idea is just like having a beautiful canopy of sails over the seating area.
And the practical effect, you have this unobstructed view. There's no pillars except to the very back.
No, this has the largest concrete span of this kind in the world.
It's a prime example of Miami modernist architecture, a structure known around the world, but its future is uncertain. 6 years ago, Miami's mayor promised to restore it, but so far, nothing's happened. A new group, Friends of Miami Marine Stadium, is trying to change that. Don Wirth, who helped start the group, says along with its architecture, the Marine Stadium also has a rich cultural history. An Elvis movie was filmed here. Richard Nixon hugged Sammy Davis Jr. at a voters' rally. And Wirth says everyone from Mitch Miller to Jimmy Buffett and Bonnie Raitt held concerts, performing on the stadium's floating stage.
Bonnie began getting very annoyed because there were people with inner tubes floating right in front of the stage, annoying her. But that's a kind of special experience that you could only have in a place like this.
Because of increasing speeds, powerboat races could no longer be held here. But Wirth envisions rowing and dragon boat races, along with concerts and other group events. Looking across the bay, the Miami skyline rises in the distance. It's a magical setting, Wirth says, the kind of place that gives a city soul. Becky Roper Madcove is with the historic preservationist group, the Dade Heritage Trust. In a place like Miami, where the push to build often trumps the impulse to preserve, she says the Marine Stadium is a rare opportunity.
Miami is very much in need of preserving these landmarks because they're so few and far between, which relate to our past, which capture the sense of community.
Supporters of the Marine Stadium are hoping to get a historic designation for the structure. It's a first step that they hope will help build support for its restoration. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.